they're only like you eat one, about three catfish, they're only this big. I didn't know they could get that big.
These are extraordinary. I couldn't believe them when they first told me they were catching catfish this big until I saw them.
I can't believe that either.
They are huge.
You can hold them up here and the tail was like the ground. You just hold them up and on a string, you know.
I remember seeing catfish a couple inches long and I thought that was big, and then I saw these like, oh, 6 inches, and I thought that was big. I can't believe you got them 2 feet long.
Well, how about weighing 4.5 pounds, just one fish?
Wow.
That last time we were down there, my biggest one weighed 4. Now, am I right? I think I'm right, 4.5 pounds. We weighed
5 pounds. That's phenomenal.
And that one fish would have made 3 or 4 misses, plus 2. Well, anyway, we're gonna catch just enough for us all a good mess. We caught 3. We said, well, we might need one more. We could get one more. We know we'd have a good mess. All of us and them 3 too.
Mm-hmm.
We caught one more, and it was the biggest one of all. And we had enough that we cooked all we could eat, more besides. We brought them home. We cooked all we could eat. And then I invited my brother and his wife over, and we cooked all us full.
Wow. How many, what do you call the meat? Do you call it steak?
We don't. Well, you can cut some of it for a steak. Now, if you cut it where there are no bones in it, you can call that steak.
Mm-hmm.
And where that's the big, you can cut them on each side of this bone. There's the middle of your fish, you get your slice of steak on each side. Well, then you can still cook this part that's got bones in it, because there'll be some meat that you can't cut off.
Mm-hmm.
But when you cook it, you can get it off.
Hmm.
So how many servings per that did that big fish?
I don't know, because we dressed it and just cut it up and worked it up with the other, with the other fish. We cut them up.
Do you ever catch anything else?
I'm not in that lake when I never killed.
We used to go out to the Alexanders and y'all would get one of those little fat fish on.
Yeah, we have caught a lot of brim, the big brim, and then what they call shell crackers. And then you can catch bass.
What are shell crackers?
It's a big wide fish instead of being long.
Mm-hmm.
He's wide. And he's got under his neck is orange color. It's a pretty fish. But bass is what a lot of people like to catch.
Mm-hmm.
Catch some big old bass.
So these are pretty much freshwater lakes?
Uh-huh. It's all freshwater.
Do you have any branches of the lakes running off?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call those?
Well, there's a stream that runs into the lake, and then they've got it fixed where at the other end of the lake they can the water can go on through and run out, not a lot at the time, and they have a strainer over that where the fish can't get through. And you would call it where you drain the lake, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been up in the mountains and like when lakes just come and they fall over like a big fountain?
Uh-huh.
What would you call that?
What is that? I know, if I can say.
Honestly, it's no big deal.
It's a waterfall, isn't that right? A waterfall?
Some people call it a fall over.
Overfall? Fall over?
I'm just wondering.
It's a waterfall.
We've been up mountains a lot of times. Up as far as the Smoky. And,
really?
Uh-huh. And the Gatlinburg up in there, and Cherokee and all up in there.
Not quite sure.
And we've been on to North Carolina, but I can't name any towns because I'm not familiar. I haven't been enough to. Now, this is in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Well, North Carolina line.